welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my entrepreneur today, he's just the man. He is so much fun to be with. He secretly likes hip-hop music. It's out. Welcome, Travis Sago.
Hey, hey.
How are you today?
I'm awesome.
Yeah, so Travis Sago, he actually built a seven-figure business based on relationships. And what he found out, he was kind of looking around at what the audience wanted. And instead of finding new dates, it turned out some people wanted to get back together with their previous love. So that was kind of an interesting discovery. And Travis is going to talk to us a little bit about creating a list and how that can just galvanize your business. How does that sound, Travis?
Sounds awesome. Yeah, so I think everybody, here it is, I'm going to come and start preaching now.
Go, you do it.
I do a lot of business coaching and consulting right now, and everybody that has stable businesses have an audience. Anybody that's existed through business in a long time has an audience. And I like to say audience better than subscribers, right? Because subscribers sound so non-personal, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's just share that. Oh, let's let everybody relax a little bit. We're not going to make you make a list. We secretly might desire that you have one so your business can flourish. And what if it were different than that? What if it were an audience? Ooh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a saying that the money is in the list, but I think the fun is in the audience, right? So, I make a great living and a great revenue, but I have a really good time with my people and my audience. I have people that come up to me in conferences and say, oh, I love that email that you wrote, or I love that note, or I love that video that you did. And so they almost become like an extended family, right? So to me, that's awesome. To some people, like if you want to sit behind a computer and never see anybody or never interact with anybody, I guess maybe that won't be so good. But
I have a question for you. Yeah. I have a question for you. So, you know, I read one time, so I'm a UC Davis graduate with like 15 years of professional writing experience. And the thing that I got from what I read from you was to really that having a huge education is not required for writing compelling emails. Why don't you just share what you mean by that?
Yeah, so I try to keep it really short. It's like one of the big
I'll keep an eye on the time.
So yeah, so when it comes to building relationships or even selling stuff, words are actually only 10% of the formula, right? So 60% is like the people that you're talking to, right? So if I'm talking to a Star Trek geek, right? They're not going to be interested in maybe knitting stuff. They might, but not, might not. But if I have a signed photograph from Leonard Nimoy, they're going to be all over that, right? So 60% is about the people who's in your audience. Another 30% is the offer that you're making to the audience. And then 10% is really the words used to present it. Now, it would be foolish for me to say that just because it's only 10% that it's not important. I'd like to say my heart is only 10% of my body, but it's not important, right?
Right.
So
right.
The words really are just about making it so people have a good time and enjoy. They get an emotional payoff from reading it. But what people are looking for, whether they're buying or looking for a relationship from you, has very little to do if you write like William Shakespeare or a sixth grader. As a matter of fact, sometimes writing in a vulnerable state and simple to understand as a sixth grader makes people bond with you even more.
Wow. You know, I can already tell that we could talk for like 2.5 hours and like we would be like engaged the whole time. Everybody would be off getting their coffee and their lunch. We'd still be going. Tell me a little bit, like, what is one of those little things that you saw that really shifted everything? Because there's the mojo that you bring. So what's like one little insight into that mojo?
So you're talking business or mindset?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, cool. So we could probably talk for a long time. So the biggest breakthrough I had probably in my whole life, and there would come over a series of breakthroughs, is and it sounds almost too simple, but I just stopped taking my thinking so seriously.
Love it.
You know, when you look at one side of the extreme, the people that take every thought that they have seriously, they are the people that are in mental asylums or in prison. Seriously, I mean, that, you know, when you believe every thought, like the thoughts that you told me to do something, I go do it, you're in the mental asylum. At the other end of this extreme, maybe, and it's maybe like the Buddhist monks, right? The people that are, you know, always happy with bombs exploding around them. You know, and I'm not there yet, but that was the biggest thing for me. It's like, you know, my life's not going to fundamentally change by what numbers in my bank account or what other people think of me.
Love it.
Just my thoughts, right?
Love it.
And when I quit taking my thoughts so seriously, my emotional state mushroomed, and so did my external stuff, because now I wasn't afraid to contact people, be bold, or have, you know, what I say, mojo in my life, right?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the gift. He put together a gift for you, my beautiful listeners. It's bigmojopromotions.com/free gifts. Tell our audience a little bit more about that, and then just give us a little bit of maybe like a little inspiring thought to end the interview with.
Absolutely. So just redo that URL again. It's bigmojopromotions.com/free gift. I only have one for you, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
But that gift is how to inspire an audience. So I found that the best way to get an audience to move with you and connect, and I hate to say the word persuade, but a lot of times it's about persuasion, but kind of lead and get them to follow, is to inspire them, right? And so I figured out a little formula for kind of like inspiring people, and I put that in a little free gift for you. So that's where it would be at.
So I love it. And just if you're listening and you have a really nice list and you haven't been inspiring your listeners that much lately, Travis is a wonderful resource for you. So you can find him also in social media, yes?
Yeah, right on Facebook, Travis Sago. That would probably be a great place to connect with me.
Yeah, and just get inspired today in your lives, everybody. Do something different. Do something fun. Maybe don't take it so serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Travis, for coming.
You are so welcome, Erica.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Energy of Creativity. Get your copy of The Energy of Creativity today on Amazon and awaken your creative genius.